not too far from Montreal. Roll me over like St. Laurent, like you did in the fall.
Listening to Revolution Rock here from CJM 99.1 FM. It's syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche. And I ended off that set with an album I've been looking for quite a while. And I managed to find it here in CJM's CD archives. An album by the band Vertical Struts. The Vertical Struts. This came out in 2005. And what song did we hear from this?
We ended up hearing the track "Shh," spelled S-H exclamation mark. A fantastic group. And then Raymond would, of course, go on to go with other groups as well.
The Famines. Raymond Basinger, who's an illustrator and graphic artist now. And he played in the Famines for many years. But this was the band before the Famines, coming out of Edmonton. Really cool stuff. We heard the song "Shh." Prior to that, we heard new music from Love Language.
Yeah, we heard a single that just dropped from the group called Ripples. I believe this might be leading towards a forthcoming album. Love Language, of course, we've highlighted some releases of theirs in the past, but they've only had an EP and some singles. I really do hope we get to hear a full length from this group. They are one of those groups who I am really looking forward to seeing where their career takes them.
Mm-hmm. And I think this single actually did come out a couple months back, but yeah, it's a newer song from the EP we had been playing earlier in the year. And really cool stuff. Before that, we heard music from Chicago from the Tafka Vince band. We heard something from this album about a month ago or so. The album's called A Problematic Opera, which is their latest release, and we heard the song and new single, Expiration Date.
Prior to that, we heard some music from Freak Heat Waves. Always interesting. You're never quite sure what you're going to get from them. It could be scuzzy, it could be loud, it could be fast, or it could be very glacial and smooth like we heard on this one. Definitely having a little bit of a downbeat on this track called Off My Mind. That's taken from the group's latest effort, Mondo Tempo. Prior to that, we heard from Sun-Dried Whales from their self-titled EP, by which I mean literally it's just called the EP. We heard the track I'm So Tired. Prior to that, some great off-kilter stuff from Teke Teke, a group that fuses a lot of traditional Japanese music with garage, surf. Takeshi is one of those influences we talked about for sure. But there's so much that you can say this group pools together for their sound, which really is getting to the point where they don't quite sound like anyone else.
Yeah, they're definitely unique, and they have their own sound, combining all these elements, and it's really great. And we heard the song Gotoku Lemon from this release.
Yeah, the release was Hagata. And I do want to say, one of those bands they pull an influence from definitely is Can. And we celebrated an anniversary, actually the 50th anniversary of Can's Future Days record, probably the most ambient and experimental of the group's overall, which is really saying something, considering what they released in the past. And by experimental, I mean really experimenting with space and more, shall I say, glacial-paced songs. Arguably, this is their ambient record, with some exceptions in there, including what we heard in that set, Moonshake, that kind of, I think, led the way for what a lot of post-punk music would end up sounding like down the road. Again, that's from the album Future Days, which was released 50 years ago in August of 1973. And Dave, That does it for this episode of Revolution Rock. As always, listeners, please go to the website at revrock.blogspot.com for more information about the show, the music we play, and the bands we love. But we're going to be ending off things with a brand new single from Ghost Woman.
Yeah, they have a new album coming out, and it's going to be released in November. And this single just came out on Friday. It's called... What's the name of the single?
Well, the album is titled Hindsight is 50-50, but the single's called All Right, All Right.
Yeah, what's interesting about this upcoming release is it was recorded in a studio in France as opposed to the previous releases, which Evan Ashenko has been doing himself, playing all the instruments kind of in his house with a 4-track, 8-track recorder. And this one's a little different because it features the drummer from his live band on all the tracks, for the most part, it looks like. And yeah, so it's a little bit different, although it still has some of the same elements. And I'm excited to hear the rest of it. It comes out in November. They put out a lot of music recently, so and it's all really quite good. So let's continue that trend. Let's end out the show with All Right, All Right from Ghost Woman. And this is from their forthcoming release, as we mentioned. Hindsight is 50-50. So let's get to it. This is a little bit more of a psychedelic track, a little fuzzy, a little hazy. And you're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM and also Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. And this is music from Ghost Woman.
and Mark